Welcome everyone to Partnerships for Schools annual conference. Of course, it is a little bit more than a year since we last sort of met in this room, as it were. But we've repositioned our annual conference to this time of year so that we can take stock of progress over the past year, to hear from students and teachers, people involved in the delivery of building schools for the future at around this time of year. And I'm delighted that so many people are here today, so many people with live experiences of building schools for the future and the change, which is starting to gather pace right across the country. We've got quite a mixed audience. We had a lot of demand for today's conference. We've got over 130 people still on the waiting list. We've got over 20 head teachers here today. One of them is a very special head teacher. He doesn't know he's that special, but he's the head teacher of the school I used to go to. And I'm very pleased that Tunbridge Wells Grammar School is now starting to think about BSF, because last time I was there, it still had the same curtains that it had in 1970 when I went there. So I'm glad that we've got head teachers here. I'm glad that we've got people, educationalists, people from the private sector, people from local government, involved in working out what it means to translate an enormous vision for educational transformation into some very different settings right across the country. So I'm very pleased that we've got that mix here today. We've also got some further sort of developments in the way which we're planning this conference. Some would call us brave, some would call us foolish, but I'm with some trepidation delighted that John Humphreys is here today to interview me a bit later on. I'm sure that'll be a stimulating experience, but very glad that John's going to help steer us through the bulk of the morning later on with questions and answers in his inimitable style to get to the heart of the matter of what it means to really deliver something like this successfully. Jim Knight, the Minister for Schools, will be joining us later on as well. Other things have happened since we were last together. We've started to gather some solid figures about BSF. I remember last time we were here, just one deal had been signed in Building Schools for the Future. Now 22 have been signed, and we're hopeful, we've got our fingers crossed, that another couple will be signing shortly. Just 39 authorities were engaged in BSF last time we met in this conference. Now 80 are, and we've been able to bring forward 6 authorities ready to go early in BSF. As we've developed the mechanism to deliver. Over 1,000 schools engaged somewhere between design and delivery. No mainstream BSF schools were open last time we were meeting. Now 35 are open, and that number will be over 50 by the end of this year. Next year, over 100 more will be open, and then on a trajectory of more than 200 schools every year. This is an enormous pipeline, a great opportunity to take stock of what's working, work out how to improve it together. And that's very much the logic of what we're doing here. We've also carried out 3 reviews looking at the different aspects of this process since last time we met. We've looked at pre-procurement, procurement review itself, and we're just concluding the first phase of a review into the operational local education partnerships. We're going to hear about those in more detail after lunch. But that process has allowed us to save getting on for 9 months out of the procurement process in time terms. It's enabled us to save £250 million in terms of costs to the programme, which is very significant. And it allows us to focus very much on the issue of quality. This is not just about pace. It's about getting the quality right. As the All-Party Education Select Committee said last year, it's important to make sure that this once-in-a-generational investment opportunity does actually do the business, make the transformation. And it's more important to get this right than simply fast. But we are going quickly. Other developments that have happened since last time we were here, much more of a focus on sustainability in the built environment now. We've got a sustainability task force looking at the impact of zero carbon for new skill buildings by 2016, 2 years ahead of the government target of 2018. And also as a response to the select committee, the Department for Children, Schools and Families is asking PFS, Partnerships for Schools, to be the single gateway for building schools for the future. So we now have new relationships with the Commission for Architecture in the Built Environment, working hard on design quality. Those of you who read The Guardian today will know some of the issues which we're debating there to try and make sure that we are resolute, single-minded about improving the quality of design right across the school estate. We're working with the National College of School Leadership, wanting to make sure that teachers, head teachers, and leadership teams are equipped to handle what's a very challenging procurement process at that level. And we're working with the 4 P's on building capacity in and across local government and through the expert client programme and through the gateway review programme. So this is a door into a new world, a world of education transformation. People often ask me, what is educational transformation? What we're simply trying to do in helping coordinate various ingredients, government is coming at this from a whole set of angles, of which BSF is one, is to try and give every young person in every locality in England the very best opportunity to make the most of their life chances academically and in the rest of their lives. That's what this is about, and the excitement of the programme is being able to translate that high national ambition into something that is meaningful in so many different localities right across the country, and that's a great, great privilege. We're starting to get some more metrics about how this is working. We've had some schools now open for over a year, some people from those schools here with us today. Bristol Bonnell Academy, its GCSE results this year, just checked to make sure I got my figures right with David Carter, so I'm confident, David. It's gone up 5 A to Cs with English and Maths from 19 to 35% with English and Maths. Oxglows in Sunderland has gone up from 42 to just over 60% on the same measure. And in South London, the Michael Tippett School, a very special school for some very special students, is already starting to see some very tangible results of that investment, and you'll hear more about that later on this morning. But we're not just in the results business, not just in the GCSE business. We've been doing some independent research through NFER, looking at the environmental, the softer factors. How do people feel about bullying, about vandalism? We've seen an enormous reduction in Bristol Brunel in fears about bullying, enormous reduction in vandalism, very considerable improvements in attendance, reductions in exclusions, and a staying on rate aspiration, which has gone up very significantly indeed. That's a whole set of real metrics we're starting to measure. We're going to keep on measuring to make sure that we're learning through post-occupancy evaluation of every single BSF school and reviewing that progress again through time to make sure that we're maintaining that trajectory. There are a number of tricky issues which still remain, of course. The timetable is a tricky issue. I believe we're on track to make sure that every local authority will be substantially underway with BSF by 2020. Many more authorities will have joined the programme by 2011, 2012, that sort of time. But this is a challenging timescale. It's a challenging programme. I think we're on track to deliver it. There's no shortage of reviews into BSF either. I don't normally say this, but I'm delighted that some auditors are with us today. The National Audit Office are carrying out a value for money study into BSF, which is going to be published later on this year. They're here to try and pick up some practical examples of what's working from you today as well. But there's another 4 reviews into BSF this year, which brings us up to the sort of 5 we're used to every year. And we hope that we're going to get more efficient in the management of reviews into BSF into the future. Another challenge, another tricky issue for us going forward, is the whole question of co-location. The children's plan that Ed Balls published at the turn of the year talks about the importance of seeing secondary schools as the centrepiece of much wider regeneration opportunities. We're seeing more and more local authorities starting to plan with that in mind. We've seen our first LEPs making investments in wider schemes, through the Leeds Leisure Centres earlier this year. We expect to see more of that. Joining up central government programmes is quite a difficult thing to do. It was pretty difficult when I was a local authority chief executive doing it locally, very difficult nationally. But what we're trying to set is a framework that allows that development to take place and gather pace as circumstances allow locally. We're not just waiting to try and get everything in line before we press the go button. But this is part of a much wider set of priorities within sustainable community strategies in local authorities, matching government's aspiration at a national level. And finally, he said, oh yes, how could I forget the C word? The credit crunch. Yes, there is a certain amount of activity about financial markets today. We're going to hear a lot more from James later on. The only comment I want to make at this stage is that, yes, there are challenging times in the financing of large-scale projects in this country. We are seeing in the education sector and for BSF a good level of interest being maintained. We've had 3 new entrants into the BSF market over the last 3 months, 24 active bidding consortia into BSF. There hasn't been a single Building Schools for the Future scheme which has been delayed or stopped because of financing difficulties to do with the credit crunch. That's something we keep monitoring daily, but it's reassuring to know that a pipeline of this size continues to be an attractive place for the private sector to invest, and I'm very pleased about that. For the rest of today and the rest of this morning, we're going to be taking stock of what's been happening on the ground. We're going to be looking later on with James Stewart of Partnerships UK at developments in the market. But before that, I'm very much focused on the fact that this is not a scheme that's just about bricks and mortar. This is a scheme that's all about people and about the transformational opportunity of raising people's eyes to what they can achieve in their lives. We're going to hear from 2 different parts of the country. And first of all, I'm going to introduce to you somebody I've enjoyed working with for the last 18 months, David Carter, Bristol Executive Principal of Bristol Bonnell Academy, who with colleagues will be sharing their experience there. So please join me in welcoming David Carter.